Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquet. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Albie Pearson. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Geiger moves to second. Jack Fisher now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Geiger moves to third. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ginsburg for a passed ball. Geiger scores. Malzone moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malzone scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Pearson reaches second base with a double. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Klaus strikes out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pearson scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pilarczyk. The throw from White and he is safe. Pilarczyk steals second. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to third. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards second. Carrasquel picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Carrasquel. White moves to third. Button moves to second. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-1 in the game. Monbukhet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pilarczyk strikes out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards left. Williams chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Williams. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pearson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Pearson reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Orioles. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Kiely now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearson. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Don Button. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Mahoney now playing shortstop. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisher strikes out. One out. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pilarczyk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Billy O'Dell now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jim Busby pinch runs for Ted Williams. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Runnels scores. Malzone moves to third. Busby moves to second. It's 4-3, Orioles. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Dick Gurnett. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Busby moves to third. Jensen moves to second. It's Red Sox, 4, Orioles, 4. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Sammy White. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney strikes out. Two outs. Pete Daly pinch hits for Leo Keeley. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Daly now catching. Vic Wirtz now playing first base. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Ike DeLock now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyd hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearson. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Brooks Robinson. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Tasby pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Barry Schietrinny pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Barry Schietrinny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schietrinny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tasby moves to second. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.